What you just heard, Mike Rowe Works. He's been doing these that organization, giving
if
out stuff.
If you're in Phoenix, that was local programming. Yep. So everyone not listening from Phoenix didn't know about the Mike Rowe Works project.
Yeah. Mike Rowe has been hammering what we've been hammering all along, getting people to learn a skill or a trade instead of going into college debt, not knowing what they're doing. Well, Mike just gave out his 2019 Work Ethic Scholarships. And he gave out quite a bit because it was over $750,000. As he said, if he didn't win one, he just ran out of money. But I want to, but he gave out about 100 of them, and two Arizonans picked up one, Elijah in Benson and Jason in Mesa. So hopefully they'll be on a career path. They'll make them some money and also learn a skill or a trade.
Awesome.
Isn't that cool?
That is very cool. Because we need the skilled labor, you know, like you said. Dave, you compared it to the auto industry, what we used to be able to easily go down to AutoZone to switch a fuel injector out or a fuel pump. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got these complicated fuel injectors that have 8 nozzles and you need a computer program and, you know, that those skilled trades. And I don't know any of our certified partners that aren't constantly looking for skilled trade. Even if they're not hiring right now, if they find somebody better than their existing crew, they're making the upgrade.
I'm always on the lookout at restaurants and just anywhere you go.
So there's a report out this week. 81% of people in cars listen to radio and consume up to 73 minutes a day. So if you're out driving, just know this. One feature that ADOT has added to their 511 dialing system is reporting litter. One thing I cannot stand is litter, and especially people throwing stuff out their vehicle driving down. So if you can safely report the license plate number, type of litter, location, and time of day, when you see it happen, dial 411. Select option 2 on the phone system and report them. It can result in a $500 fine to that litter bug. I love it. I've got some statistics I was going to read in the first segment and just got sidetracked. And before we get to John and Hale, both in Tucson, I wanted to read these statistics because they're mind-blowing. And when we see a lot of money in Arizona in the summertime, and it applies to the mountain regions as well, but even more so in the hotter desert climates where people are looking to save on their utility consumption, and there's tons of advertisements out there constantly on how to live a comfortable summer or make your summers more comfortable. Pools, air conditioning, insulation, windows, window treatments, window coverings. I mean, the amount of money that's spent is insane. And the National Association of Home Buyers has a report, get this, 50% of homeowners are willing to invest between $1,000 and $9,999, up to $10,000, for just a $1,000 annual savings. 37% are willing to spend more than $10,000.
Wow.
And there's a lot of people that spend a lot of money trying to attract you to come invest with them to save on your energy bills. And a lot of times they just don't work, or it's a scam. We had one go through town. I won't even mention the name because we haven't been asked about it in 7 or 8 years now, it seems like. And, you know, it was less than $300 and it was promised all this savings off of, what was it, energy? It was some kind of energy that you're not even charged for in your home. It was only a commercial application, but they were selling it to homeowners. And thankfully they finally woke up, and the company's no longer in business and they're through. So there's people that are out there that are willing to, and I guess that's, let me just put it simpler. Give you a good, that's why you need a home energy audit, and that's why we've got guys like Dave Burns of Green ID. Thanks for spending the extra hour with us. One more thing. Well, look, give your offer and number one more time before we wrap up the hour.
Sure. Our phone number is 602-926-1650, and we're offering our normal $99 energy audit, but we'll bring a $50 Visa card out and cut the cost in half.
And I'm going to see if we can do this in 40 seconds. Hal wants to know about cooling the garage with a ductless mini split. I would say absolutely. They're super efficient. You agree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Also, look at insulating those walls and the ceiling of the garage if you're going to put a mini split in.
And you can call either one of our Tucson air conditioning contractors, Intelligent Design, or Temperature Control. And then also in Tucson, John has a 22 R22 and wants to know when to replace it with the new.
When the coils start leaking or you have some kind of refrigerant leak, it's going to get expensive to do any repairs on
that. All right, there you go. We're back next Saturday. Until then, be thankful for the God above you, those beside you, and the life before you.